This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Another hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, 800-228-0550. Anything you heard in the first hour you want to comment on, you're welcome to do that by calling us at that telephone number. But also text us at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I want to talk a little bit about the situation circling around Donald Trump here. We're also going to deal with Measure 4 on the program. I'm really unable to think of anything other than the folks out of St. Anthony and all of that region of North Dakota that is having their lives upended. And I'm just thinking of this. If this was a flood, if a tornado, you know, zoomed through that particular region, we would just all be like, okay, what can we do? How can we help? Can I bring water down? Can I offer you a place to come stay? We just naturally do that. And these folks are under siege for 60 plus days. And I don't know. I think a lot of us sort of say, well, if it doesn't affect me, I guess I read about it. I hear about it. That's terrible. I maybe call a talk show about it, but I don't know if we're doing enough. And I really don't. I think the same thing about law enforcement. And their lives have been upended. Managing the situation. You've got all kinds of crazy schedules and people that are leaving the towns they normally protect to come in and be part of detail there and, you know, living in hotel rooms. And, you know, I know they don't want it, but I think at some point we really need to thank them as well in a proper way. Maybe get some kind of a, you know, gathering together to recognize all of the people that impacted by this and let them know we care. But hopefully that could happen before, soon. And hopefully this thing can end soon. I tell you, it's just amazing. Got a note from Daryl Lee from the Farm Bureau today, and he said, thanks for helping out get this message out of what these intimidators, they're no longer deserving of being called protesters, are really doing in those areas. And he said, I want to tell you that tomorrow the Farm Bureau, North Dakota Farm Bureau, is going to be taking relief items. Just some water and snacks, granola bars, to the command and dispatch centers of law enforcement. And not a pickup load cases and cases. You know, I mean, they're going to really do this in a big way. And wanted the fine folks of law enforcement to know they appreciate their dedication and sacrifices and making a lot of extra time away from families during these challenging times. So. I think those kind of things are well placed, but let's remember what's going on here. And you know what? I didn't have one person down there berate anybody related to, you know, hey, being a protester, being, you know, that have a particular view or try and be critical or derogatory towards their view. Not a one of them. Not a one. They just want their lives back the way they should be able to do things. Where's this? I have here Jared. Cut one. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is an individual whose business is being disrupted because of what's happening there.
Hang on, I crashed.
Cut one there, Todd.
Okay, here we go.
My wife works from home, so there's a lot of days that I don't feel comfortable leaving her home alone. So I've turned down a lot of trucking jobs for neighbors and things like that. A few of my customers that buy hay from me have decided not to buy hay because I couldn't get it to them within the time that they needed it. And so I've lost a few, you know, sales that, you know, most ranchers and farmers, you know, with selling corn or whatever. There's some pretty good financial setback already for myself.
And that's repeated over and over and over. Your livelihood impacted by it, right? I'm telling you. By the way, thanks again to everybody that took the time to share their story with us yesterday. We were there from 2 until a little after 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the Hall of St. Anthony, and we're going to air this in its entirety, and thanks to Sheriff Kirkmeyer for participating as well. We'll announce tomorrow when it will air. I don't want to tell you yet what day and time, because we haven't got all that worked out, but we're working on some ways to properly make sure that everybody hears that. So stay tuned. Tell you more details on that tomorrow on the program, okay? We are brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. You know, when I see what's going on down there, I worry that this is the new normal. Because, you know, protesting is putting up a sign, going somewhere, letting your voice be heard, you know, being an activist, an agitator. That's fine. That's just fine. And I welcome that, actually. You know, that's the great part of America. But this is not that anymore, right? And same thing's happening on to the coal industry right now. I mean, the people who take global warming as a religion and want to shut down an industry and want to end a fuel source and want, you know, electricity rates to necessarily skyrocket, you need to worry about that. You really do. And when the federal government aids them, and it isn't just, you know, a group of people who feel strongly about something, but the federal government is actually, through regulatory burdens, engaging in a war on coal, that's, you need to worry about it. So, you know, sign up. Be part of this effort to push back on this and stand up for common sense. And in the case of affordable energy and reliable energy, that's life or death. Very important. So this affects you and your home, too. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. All right. One other thing I want to say just about this whole Trump thing. And I find myself wanting to sit down with Donald Trump and say, you know, they're throwing the kitchen sink at you. I get it. And everything that they've done so far, they're going to do times 10 between now and Election Day. Here is the best way to react to it. This is what I want to tell them, right? Ignore it. If you go off the rails every time one of these come out, it's all we're going to talk about, and then they win. Because you're talking about what they want to talk about. In the case of the latest allegations of these two women, I'm sorry. Look, as a dad of two daughters, as a husband of Maria, nothing boils my blood like the idea of any woman being mistreated, okay? So don't take this as a defense of any kind of, but we are trivializing what real sexual assault is when we say some woman on the air, on an airplane in 1980 something felt like Donald Trump was an octopus. Oh, it was on an airplane. Who was across the aisle? Did you tell the stewardess? Did you file a report when they landed? You know, I mean, come on. And then why now? Why are you now? This guy's been on television for decades. Why didn't you go to NBC with this? And then the other woman is some woman supposedly, what she thought was going to be a kiss on the cheek, and it ended up being a kiss on the mouth outside some elevator in a public building, too. That's not sexual assault. My point is, I'm not even going to, dignify these charges with chapter and verse, you know, what the lawyers are saying or anything. The point is, they're coming for this guy. They're coming for this guy in a big, big way. And you know what I want him to say? It's not about me. Look, everything they throw at me, just believe it's true, first of all, and I'll tell you I'm sorry, and I am. I'm not the same person today that I was 5, 10, 15 years ago. What I am is someone that has been pulled into the front of the parade of a movement that is so sick and tired of the direction of this country that they want somebody to stop the bleeding. And in this case, the someone that's been forced to that position has never been there before. So he's clueless on how the political world works. I'm okay with that, actually. That's what we want. But just recognize it's not about you. I think he does, honestly. I think he does recognize it's not about him, but he doesn't say it. And he's a New York, somebody's going to punch me, I'm going to punch it back twice as hard kind of guy. I get that. And I get that mentality placed into a negotiation and the art of the deal might mean we'll come out better on some deals in the end. But for a political campaign, all it is fodder for a media that wants to take you down worse than anything. The media, as we knew it, the Walter Cronkite, who was a hopeless liberal, but you never knew it, kind of way of it's gone, it's dead. They've been overtaken by the fact that anybody could be the New York Times with a website and a blog and a Twitter account. They're done. So now they just try and jump the shark. They're over. They're dead. They're ridiculous. Just consider them a part of any liberal Democratic campaign they're writing about. That's what they are. They're biased news sources. They're done. They're over. That's very evident with the New York Times. The gray lady. Only the news fit to print. Really? Oh, he was like an octopus on an airplane. Oh, I wonder where the other people on the airplane were. Where's the stewardess with this? Why didn't she say anything? No, they don't ask those questions. They want to take down this guy. This is not about him. This is about us. This is about a country that needs saving. Forget it. Ignore every allegation. And just say it's not about me. It's about these people and what I'm trying to do. That's what I think he ought to say. What do you think he ought to say? Tell me at 800-228-0550 and we'll talk about it next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of using an AED as soon as possible.
For every 1 minute we go without CPR, we are losing 10% chance at life. So if it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to get that AED on that particular person, we've decreased 30% at that point. So our big thing is to try to get the AED to them, but having someone at least doing those compressions until we get the AED to them. Getting that AED on that person within those first 3 minutes is the critical time. That 3 minutes, if we can get that heart restored and get that circulation going again, it really helps the chance of EMS being able to have a good, viable patient to be able to work with when they get on scene.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks treat them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
All riled up was school bus pulling into our yard 7:15 in the morning with three highway patrol escorting it from St. Anthony to my house because the protests had started up and they weren't sure what they were going to do to the school bus.
I asked that father who was concerned about that, what did the kids say? And he said, well, once they realized they were safe in what was going on and why it was happening, they started chanting Trump, 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 like, you know, save us from this craziness. I thought that was fabulous. I tell you what, amazing. Another one of the ranchers that joined us to tell us some of the stories of the terrorizing that's going on as a result of the illegal, unlawful, lawless encampment of folks who are concerned about a pipeline. And it goes on. Day 64 today. 800-228-0550. Lots of you waiting to weigh in here on the program. Josh in Wahpeton, let's get to you. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Josh. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I am a diehard, deplorable redneck. And I just wanted to let you know there's a couple of us around here in the Wahpeton Dorn area that as soon as harvest is over, probably the day harvest is over, we are going to where these protests are, and we are going to stand guard in front of these houses where these children work. You are hitting the nail on the head when you say this is a norm now. Well, you know, us true red-blooded Americans want to be the norm again, and we are going to be the norm again. We're tired of this. We don't even live in the area, but we're tired of it. These terrorists cannot continue to do what they're doing. And if law enforcement isn't going to do their job, then, and I understand that, yes, they have limited funds, they have limited people, but, you know, we're more than willing to go up there and make our stake, and we'll probably get arrested before they will, but that just goes to prove that this is all part of the agenda. So that's pretty much all I have.
Josh, thanks for caring, honestly, and thanks for your plans post harvest to in some way help assist the situation. I think more and more people are going to take this under their own hands, not to go with a confrontation, just simply to stand up for neighbors and people that are in a terrible spot right now being harassed. Appreciate that sentiment very much. I think all of us in North Dakota need to do that more right now. We really do. We need to care. We need to let, Senator Heitkamp know we care. We need to let Senator Hovind know we care. Congressman Cramer know we care. Governor Dalrymple, and that we're watching and we want this fixed. It's enough already, or it will be the new normal. Let's make North Dakota different than the rest of the country. Teresa in Bismarck, you're next on the hotline. Go ahead, Teresa.
Hi. I'm just calling because I'd like to say something about how the media is so biased against Donald Trump. But I think locally, it's the same things happening. Our local news station puts nothing on the evening news, and also the same with our local newspaper. They need to help stand up for the rest of America and say, this is enough. We will not just put on the biased, one-sided thing that you want us to. Because if they're not going to stand up, the American people are not going to know what is really going on.
Yeah, you're in Bismarck. I've not been impressed with most news organizations out there on the coverage of this.
Today on the Bismarck Tribune, there's not one thing about the things that have come out about the Hillary camp and what they are saying about Christians, about religion, about Latino people, about Americans, average Americans.
Yeah,
nothing,
good point, Teresa. Good
word.
Point, because, you know, let's compare what these latest allegations against Donald Trump are allegations, right? It's a he said, she said, okay? You've got to sort of decide who you believe for yourself. But they're allegations. Any fair media is going to say, this person says, nobody corroborates it. You just got to say what it is, okay? Now, what do we have against Hillary Clinton with these WikiLeaks? We have facts. We have they're actually discussing these things themselves in emails. Okay,
exactly.
I'm Catholic. I'm backwards according to them. Every Catholic,
exactly.
You are backwards. You are backwards according to Hillary Clinton and Democrats. You ought to know that. That's what they're saying in their emails. I mean, and it's one thing after another, and they don't report this stuff. You're
and
absolutely
nothing.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I think it is our local media's fault also. They have to stand up to NBC and say, I'm sorry, I will no longer be prejudiced and biased. The American people deserve better than this, and us as North Dakotans deserve better than this, and they should take a stand and put on the truth so American people can make up their minds about the truth. It is no longer news. It is a campaign to smear, and that is it.
Teresa, I don't know if you see the Fargo Forum ever, but it was yesterday, top of the fold, front page. I saw it last night when I got back to town. Front page, top of the fold, a whole story about crazy clown syndrome. I kid you not. Are you worried about crazy clown syndrome, Teresa?
You know, at this point, I'm so worried about what's going to happen to America that I can barely sleep thinking about what is going on and the people that don't understand what's going on and don't try to get the information in the media that covers it up.
I'm with you, Teresa. Appreciate the call. The answer is I don't care about crazy clown syndrome, and I think it's absolutely embarrassing that the largest news organization in the state has a newspaper that leads with crap like that. You got to be kidding me. We have North Dakotans under siege right now. We're talking about crazy clown syndrome? Are you kidding me? Why did it take a schleppo talk show host on K-Fire and AM 1100 and KTGO and KLTC to go out and spend some time with ranchers and hear their story? Hear their stories. Bismarck Tribune, where you been? Too busy sending Lauren Donovan out there, whose sister's protesting, and then tell us it's news. You can't make this up. Bev and Willow, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello there. I'd like to tell you, I'm a 76-year-old old lady. That woman that was on TV this morning, I'd be embarrassed if to admit that I let a man paw me and everything he did and probably said. And she never got worked up until he reached up her skirt. Then she didn't even say what she did to stop him. That's ridiculous. And then that other woman that said, Trump pushed her against a wall, stuck his tongue down her throat. She has teeth. She also has a knee that she could have lifted him in a strategic spot that would have stopped him. But if she didn't respect herself, she must have been inviting some attention. Maybe she should admit that. And I don't understand why they spend all their time on this. I agree with the lady that was just on a while ago.
They want to take him down, Beverly.
They don't talk about the emails.
Yeah.
They don't talk about the criticizing.
I'll break it down for you, Bev. They want Donald Trump to lose, and they're doing everything in their power to make it happen, and they want Hillary Clinton to win, and they're doing everything in their power to make that happen.
I'm afraid you're right. Thank you.
Disgusting. Thank you for calling. Will you call again, Bev?
Yeah, bye.
All right. Todd wanted to know what the strategic spot you were suggesting, but we didn't have time, so we'll save that for another day. Thank you, Bev. Yeah. Todd, you're just going to have to guess. Beverly and Roseau, what's on your mind?
You know, you're talking about all of this bit with the media going against Trump, and I so fully agree. If you remember, the younger kids don't remember this, but the media used to be the watchdog for America. I mean, look at Woodward and Bernstein. They brought down a presidency because they exposed the illegal activity of the Democrats.
Those days are dead, but you're right. Good point on Woodward and Bernstein. Thank you.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations. Like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. 4 items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey's standard candy bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch family pack of chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Life is to get to every North Dakota town at least once, right? And I'd love to have a little selfie from every North Dakota town, you know, just to go down to the railroad tracks there and find a sign on the side of the little depot there or the water tower or a sign into town or whatever. But I didn't know there was a Willow. I know there's a Willow City up in Bottineau County. Do you think Bev was from
there? It may be a colloquialism, and they just call it Willow because it's kind of redundant to put the city on there as opposed to what other Willow.
I want her on the evening news tonight with Brian Williams or, you know, whatever, you know, Lester Holt, you know.
Brian Williams still doing it?
Our microphones are going to the street to find out what people think about the allegations against Donald Trump. We're in Willow, North Dakota.
I love her. She needs to be an A-lister.
Send me a text, 701-367-2054. I want to know where Willow is, and I will make my way there. And if it was Willow City, then Bev, let us know. Okay, priceless. I love our listeners. Okay, a full bank of calls. So I'm going to ask you all to just give me your best 30 seconds. Boom on the topic. I want to get you in and respect your time. But we have a guest coming up on Measure 4. We've also promised a lot of our listeners we're going to start breaking down these measures for you. And our first one is today. So. I'm going to do that in just a moment as well. But in the meantime, let's get to some folks. Rapid City, South Dakota. There's a great place. Joe, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had two words for the Archambault, the reservation people up there with this pipeline. There's two words, Pine Ridge. When Bill Clinton came down and lobbied around through Pine Ridge, promising everything under the sun to help these people if they got the vote, you go to Pine Ridge and nothing has changed. And that's exactly, he'll get exactly what they've got up there in spades. They'll promise everything under the sun to be help for everything, prosperity, saving their land from infrastructure, whatever. And as soon as the infiltrators get what they want, they'll pull up tents, move on and leave the mess behind, and the reservation is going to pay for this. I see it down here in Rapid City, and it's exactly what's going to happen up there. That they've been promised stuff that's never materialized, and they're left holding the bag for even worse conditions. They just chew on that. That's all I needed to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe, and appreciate that. Some of the worst of these eco-terrorists have come from South Dakota. And, I have a Facebook post up that's got a zillion comments. I can't even keep up. And it was one of the photos I saw down there, and it was I don't have time to get into it now, but it was an old battle, an old Indian battle. And I'd never heard about it, so I just posted, what is the deal with this? Well, does anybody know the history here or whatever? And then all of a sudden I was a complete loser because I didn't know what this was. Well, I mean, hello. And basically, what it sounds like, you know, there was a slaughter of Indians there at a particular battle, obviously a long, long time ago. Why is that sign up? What is, I don't get, I go, does that mean, say, you got us, so we're going to get you now? Like, this is the kind of mentality that you're just saying, what? Are you kidding me? So there are people spoiling for a fight, wanting to settle a score that you need to be very careful about. Sherry in Williston, what's on your mind? Best 30 seconds, go.
Yeah, concerning the emails, Clinton wanting open borders and open trade. Anybody that's got a house payment, car payment, or even a job, you better be thinking twice, because she gets her way, I guarantee you, they're going to import out of country people to take our jobs because they can pay them a fraction of what they pay us. It's going to affect everybody. So regardless of how you think about Trump and his attitude towards women, or because Hillary's the first cotton-picking woman in the presidency, you better be thinking about the open border and open trade. If you want to keep your job, if you want to have a house and a car, you better think twice about voting for her.
Good advice, Sherry. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Grant, your best 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting here thinking and looking at all the left and what they truly, truly want, and it's totally socialism. And they're doing everything they can to seal the deal with Hillary, because then they're going to get all the judges, and then this country's pretty much going to turn over, and we're just going to have to be a bunch of, you know, whatever. Whatever they do and say, however high they say for us to jump, that's what we're going to have to do. And that's just tough to stomach going forward in the future.
If you vote on no other issue, follow Grant's advice. The court, the Supreme Court of this country is through which our Constitution either lives or dies. No doubt about it. Appreciate it, Grant. Well said. Bob in Fergus Falls, best 30 seconds. Go.
Well, if anybody is wondering whether Trump is going to keep his word about doing great things and making this country great again, all they have to do is look at the great things he is doing now. He is exposing both in the Republican Party and the whole Democratic, the whole system. People are coming out of the woodworks to attack him, and we are getting a firsthand look at who the betrayers of this country are. And it's due to the courage of Donald Trump. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. That's good advice. All right. Last one. And we'll go to our guest here and talk Measure 4. Karen Fargo, what's on your mind?
Have you ever been to Harvey? It's a wonderful town near where I was, and it had everything. We'd go there and get material for me to sew clothes with.
Well, any town you can go get material to sew clothes with, that is like, you know, the bomb. I'm with you completely on that one. And Karen, I have been to Harvey. I like the town a whole lot. Got a lot going on up there, and it's been one of our tour towns. So thanks for, you know, by the way, any recommendations you can ever share on a town that we should visit, please bring it on. My first trip to St. Anthony yesterday was a joy. Absolutely loved it. I'm going back down to Rusty's. I kept a pen. One of the folks we met with yesterday, the ranchers we did the little town hall with, gave me a pan from Rusty's, and I said, I'm going to keep that until I go back there and have a burger or something, maybe even a adult beverage. All right, let me tell you about Measure 4. Well, actually, I'm not going to tell you about it. Mike Rood's going to tell you about it. He's chair of North Dakotans Against the 400% Tax Increase to explain Measure 4 today on the program. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Mike heads up the Petroleum Marketers Organization. And that'll be where you buy gas, generally, right? And I've seen some great literature at a number of these locations that really explain this well and give some details. So kudos to all the folks out there that are, you know, getting involved in this process and letting people have information on it. And we get calls all the time about, okay, I'm confused on the measures. Which way? What's the right way? Da, da, da. This one, to me, is the easiest one, Mike, because just the name of your group. You know, a 400% tax increase, even if I supported the idea of what they're trying to accomplish, you'd say, well, wait a minute, 400% tax increase? That's kind of crazy. Bring us through why your organization is advocating a no vote.
Well, that's one of the many reasons, Scott, and I think it's one of the reasons that our group is so active in the process, is that you're talking about a 400% tax increase on the sale of a legal product to adult customers. I mean, that's never been heard of before in North Dakota. So we're very concerned about that, the impact it could have on our on the business community across the state, and the impact it could have essentially on tax revenues into the state of North Dakota long term. You know, we believe Measure 4 is it was a poorly drafted document full of fine print and exemptions and complicated changes to North Dakota law. We view it as a $70 million, essentially a $70 million blank check written off the backs of state taxpayers with no real accountability for how the money will be controlled and spent. And, you know, if we're going to do this kind of thing for the veterans, if that's who we want to help out, then every one of us should be obligated to step up to the plate, not pick out a dwindling percentage of the population in North Dakota to foot this entire bill. Let's all help the veterans out if the veterans need services and more funds to make their programs right. I mean, we all owe them that debt of gratitude. So
yeah, let's talk about that a second here, because that's what's being used by the other side. I'm for vets, so I'm going to vote yes on Measure 4. Well, who isn't for vets? Obviously, we're all for vets, and I think North Dakota does that well. But what that seems almost like they're using veterans to try and ram this thing through by saying, well, we're going to give some money to the vets, so therefore we can use. How are they doing that? Well, where do veterans benefit? How do they police that in the language of the measure?
Well, and that's our concern, Scott. I mean, it's 9 pages. It's 9 pages in a measure that probably could be written in 1 or 2 and made it a whole lot easier for all of us to understand who's going to get the money, who's going to control the money, how's it going to be spent. Instead, there's 4 sentences in a 9-page document that vaguely describes how that money is going to be spent. So, you know, with all due respect to Christy Wolf and Dr. Eric Johnson, I don't know how they can say there's a plan in place and how they can tell people how this money is going to be spent when they're not on the committees who are going to be handling that money, to my knowledge. So that's a huge concern of ours. And if there is abuse, waste, and fraud, the way this is written, the only people who can do anything about it is the legislature, and it would take 2/3 of a vote in both chambers to make any changes over the course of the first 7 years. So,
okay, here's what I'm confused about. You're up against people who clearly don't like smoking. That's fine. It's great. It's America, right? I've never smoked in my life, so I'm not advocating for people to light up. But I also agree it's a free country. If people decide to do it, they can do it. Isn't their goal to get nobody to smoke? So if that's their goal and that's why they're hiking the price like this, then the veterans don't benefit anyway, do they?
That's a very valid point. And we're hearing that from more and more people who are talking about this. You know, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face, basically, in this whole process. So, again, it doesn't make any sense. You know, that's our point. This whole thing is vague, and why, if you want to do away with tobacco and price it out of the market and keep it out of the hands of kids, which we all want to do, no one in our association or who's a part of this coalition wants to see tobacco getting into the hands of kids. I don't care what you see in the commercials that the opponents are running. That's just not how anyone in our association operates or thinks. I mean, all we're trying to do is provide a legal product to an adult customer who's asking for it. So you hit it right on the nose there. How can you continue to support the veterans with a tax revenue that you're essentially trying to do away with? And when you talk about that tax revenue, you know, the tax commissioner is talking about $70 million per year is what they're estimating this is going to generate. But you have to take into account that North Dakota shoppers are pretty shrewd, and it's a conservative bunch, and they're going to find different ways to get these tobacco products. And it could be places like, they don't want to hear it. The opponents don't want to hear about the black market. But, you know, the National Security Administration has done studies that President Obama is quoted in that talk about the fact that black market and illicit trade in tobacco products is one of the major concerns for our country moving forward because of the fact that this money is getting into the wrong hands through these black market sales. And it's documented.
Hold that thought, if you would, Mike. We'll pick up on the other side of the break. Any calls, welcome to. Just got a text. Well spoken by Mike Rood, says a listener, talking about great cities. He's from Garrison, North Dakota. City of the Year. Well-deserved honor for our town. Way to go.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and now Minot on the old Marketplace Dollar location. Every day made better. You've heard me talking to Vince about that very thing, and I know he's right, because I have a Hot Spring Spa. I absolutely love it. So does my wife. Changed our life. We're in that hot tub every night, 15, 20 minutes, get a chance to chat and relax, and it's fantastic. Dave, a happy customer I want you to hear from as well. Dave, how often are you in the hot tub?
I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
Tell me how they treat you at Hot Spring Spas. Have you met the owner, Vince?
Yeah, Vince takes care of me. I've known Vince for a little while now, and he's been good to us every time we go into the store. Matter of fact, you know, the store Bismarck, we frequent that for our supplies, and everybody's professional, courteous. They try and help you take care of your water to the best of their abilities. And, no, our experience with Hot Springs has been fantastic.
Now that's Everyday Made Better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them. 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire West Fargo in front of Sam's Club Bismarck, in front of Kmart South Washington Grand Forks, and now in Minot, too, in the old Marketplace Dollar location.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE GSM and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
A busy edition of the program, What's On Your Mind? Chatting with Mike Rood, chairman of the North Dakotans Against the 400% tax increase. That's measure four on your ballot. What are we, 27 days today? 26 days? The election is closing in on us, so 28.
I'm counting right. them down. I know that.
What's that?
I said, I'm counting them down. I know that.
I'll bet you are. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Some calls waiting for you here, Mike. Congratulations on your hometown being City of the Year there, Garrison, too, by the way. Nice to...
My hometown is Center, but I spent a lot of years in Garrison, so yeah, it's pretty near and dear to my heart. So yeah, that's great.
Sounds good. All right, let's go to Jared and Beulah. Go ahead, you're up. Jared, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott.
say, you know, I tend to agree with really everything that Mr. Rood said. I've agreed with most of the stuff that you've said over the past few weeks about Measure 4. I just think it's a bad, bad idea. But, you know, I want to look at the deeper issue here. Do you know how something so poorly written, I know it got a lot of signatures to get to ballot, but how does something so amateurly written actually make it on a North Dakota ballot? Shouldn't there be some protocols that prevent that from happening? I mean, we know that this money that comes from this tax, we don't know where it's going to go. We have no idea because it doesn't specify that.
And so your point is whether there ought to be some ground rules on standard protocol before something can actually be put to the voters?
Yeah, I mean,
is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, I'm not sure how many voters have actually read this. I've taken the time to read the 9 pages. I've had to read it more than once to understand it. But at the end of the day, I didn't find out enough information on how this money is supposed to be used. It's like Mike said, it's a blank check given to a bunch of unelected people who are not accountable for this money. And I just don't think that's the North Dakota way.
Appreciate the call, Jared. Mike, anything you want to respond on that?
No, I mean, I think that's been our approach from day one. I mean, this isn't how North Dakota does business. I mean, this isn't how we handled taxpayer dollars. And I think Jared makes a lot of valid points that are above my pay grade in terms of, you know, how measures are written. But again, it goes back to the same thing. A 400% tax increase on the sale of a legal product to an adult customer, it's unheard of in North Dakota. And when you don't have any accountability for that $70 million,
that's
kind of scary to see where this could go.
It doesn't take 9 pages to say cigarette tax ought to go up 400%, and here's where the proceeds will go. I don't, you know. So what's the worst of the ambiguous language in your mind? What is the greatest peril that will come from this slush fund of money that'll be put together here?
Well, I think I think our biggest concern is who's going to control and spend the money? How's it going to be used? Those are all issues for us. Again, as I've said before, it's ironic that we're trying to get kids to not start smoking or stop smoking, and yet we're sitting on almost $60 million, $55 million in the Breathe ND account in the state investment account that our North Dakota agency, who's supposed to be in charge of tobacco prevention and cessation, I would assume we should be spending that money first before we go looking for more tax dollars to take care of any concerns with the younger generation regarding the use of tobacco. But apparently why do we need a tax increase, I guess, is my point in the first place. And we have that money sitting there to use just for this process. Again, if the veterans need money, Scott, let's all pitch in. Let's not take it off the back of a declining number of taxpayers who probably can least afford it.
Ryan and Tioga for Mike Rood. Go ahead. You're up next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, the whole veteran thing they keep talking about, everyone likes using the word veteran. We're going to help the veterans. We're going to help veterans. Look at how much the government helps veterans. Look at the VA system. It's always a wonderful ploy to get people to vote for it, when in reality, the veterans are some of the top tobacco users, so they're going to get hit by it the hardest.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point, Ryan. You know, I'm not going to get into whether the veterans are being used as pawns or not. I think that's for each individual voter to decide. But I've honestly, I've never heard a veteran in North Dakota complaining about the services they've gotten. So, you know, again, if we need to come up with money and they need more money, then let's take it to the legislative process like we've done in the past. And if we all need to pitch in and find more money for the veterans, then let's everybody in North Dakota pay that bill.
Les and Wishick for Mike Rood. Go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, sir. Good morning. Just a little different take on this Measure 4. Can somebody tell me what percentage of smokers die from smoking?
I think you probably could get that answer from the folks at Breathe ND. I think would probably have that answer for you, Les. I don't know that off the top of my head. Maybe Scott does, but I don't know.
The reason I'm asking is you've got a group of people that are aiming at another group of people, and they want to tax the heck out of them. But yet, nobody's been able to tell me what percentage of smokers die from smoking.
Yeah, how big of a problem is this, I think, is what you're saying. I think the industry nationally has just made us believe it is worse than anything. Only have a half a minute left, Mike, so real quickly, what would the, if this did pass, what would it mean for, you know, the folks you serve in the petroleum marketing side and convenience stores and the business on the retail side?
You know, Scott, it's a huge concern. I mean, about 35 to 40% of our sales are based off of the sale of a legal product to an adult customer, and that's tobacco. So it's going to definitely make a big difference. It's not going to turn out the way people think in terms of what the measure would generate, because 90% of these measures that have been done in other states have failed to produce the revenue that was anticipated. So, and as far as that goes, I mean, you know, we talk about...
we're going to have to leave it there, Mike. Unfortunately, we're out of time,
right.
But we'll do this again.
Well, thank you.
Well done. Measure four. Vote no, according to Mr.
This is Kevin
Mike
Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties, and in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.